Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, we both taste a lot of different wines.
Yeah.
And so every now and then, obviously, we just have the oddball note on a couple of different things. So so we put it together and create a show called Odds and Ends.
Yes.
And you've got some odds and ends.
Yes. Well, this pudding lacks a theme. But but these are actually three very nice values that I had taken notes on, and we couldn't find a slot for them, but they're certainly worth mentioning because they're really nice.
Well, we like values.
We do indeed. The first is called El Supremo. It's a Malbec from Mendoza, 2018, around $11 or so. It's a very rewarding $11 Malbec with tons of flavor. It's very easy drinking, very food friendly. And if you take a sniff of this Malbec, you'll find things like spicy plum with floral notes, actually.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, which I'm seeing more and more in Malbec. It's very, very welcome. You take a sip and you're going to taste a full-bodied red with dark fruit and really kind of a tasty, acidic, bitter streak going through it.
So it's got that structure.
Yeah,
at the
so
end.
It's got some nice contrast. Tannins, they're very mild but drying. And the fruit, I think, is very dark. It made me think of dark plum and blackberries, coffee, maybe even a touch of what we call tar,
mm-hmm.
although it really isn't tar.
Right.
It's just what we say. The wine is really built to go with protein. So, you know,
have it with a nice steak.
Have it with a nice steak. I think it's a good value. The next one is Glenbrook Sauvignon Blanc, 2018 from California, also in that $10 to $11 price range. This was a lovely, light, and juicy Sauvignon Blanc. It could work as a standalone sipping wine or as a dinner mate for light seafood. The aromas were very fresh and crisp. It was a blend of lemon and straw or grass,
okay,
which is pretty textbook.
Yep.
And on the palate, there's this kind of typical tartness of Sauvignon Blanc, but it's buffered by a really nice burst of fruit, things that include, white grapefruit, lemon, lime, bitter quince, a touch of green pear, things like that.
That sounds like that fair amount.
Yeah,
going
it
on
is,
for
but there's
an $11 or $12 bottle.
It is, and what was nice about it is that it's dry, but it has this nice fruit that comes through. I would have it with scallops or something like that.
That'd be perfect. The scallops are just fatty enough to stand up to that.
The third one was a real winner. I just love this wine. It's called Tres Buis, which I think means three owls in Spanish. It's from Yecla, which is a small region on the eastern coast, a little bit south.
Y-E-C-L-A?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Exactly. Yecla. Not real well known in this country, but they'll grow a lot of Monastrell,
okay,
which is Mourvedre,
mm-hmm,
and a lot of Cabernet Sauvignon, and they grow them up on the hills. There's a big range of hills there, so you get the benefit of altitude. This was a really, really good wine, Hugh, and it's all for $11 or so.
That's great.
It started off with this really vibrant nose that made me think a little bit of Cote d'Aron, Garrigue, that kind of wild herbal smell, over top of some really pretty fruit. And when you taste the wine, it just explodes with flavor. Deep, complex, layer after layer of flavor. It's a big wine, make no doubt about it. But it really was really going to deliver a lot. And this you want with a real big steak, you know. It would be really fabulous. So Tres Buis Selecto from Yecla, around $10 or $11, just a great value. So I really liked it a lot. So we're going to put these on the website. People can look them up and see a few notes about them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.